Okay, good morning. We're up to Perek Yutes, Pasuk Dalet. Last week we learned about Yehoshaphat coming back from war. He survived the war against Ammon. He partnered with Achav. Yehoshaphat was a very great tzaddik, and Achav was a very great rosh, two very different types of people. And as we remember, Achav went and begged him. He invited him to come to the Malchus of Yisrael, and he asked him to assist him in going to war against Ammon. And remember the story that Yehoshaphat said, I'm not going to go until we first consult with the prophets, with the Nevi'im. So they brought 400 prophets, and all of them, headed by Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, said, do not worry, you'll be successful. Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, he made a Karnei Barzel as a symbol that he'll be successful. Be'elet Tinagach es Aram, with these horns you will gore Aram, you will succeed. What happened? Just to review very quickly, so Yehoshaphat said, I have no confidence in these 400 prophets. I suspect there's something wrong. I want you to call in another prophet. So indeed, they brought in Yehu. Yehu comes, and Yehu says, I don't see good things. You're not going to succeed. The king Achav is going to die. Lo adonim le'elu. Yeshuvu ish leveso b'shalom. Let the people go home in peace. The king is not going to survive. It's not a good idea. Do not go to war. And indeed, he did not listen. Achav did not listen. He went to war, and indeed he was killed. He was killed in the battle. We discussed last week the two different opinions, how he died. According to one opinion, he was killed by enemy fire. And according to one opinion, he was killed by friendly fire. But the point was, he died to fulfill the words of Eliyahu. Eliyahu said that Achav would die because of what he did to Nevos HaYisraeli. And he also died, as was predicted by Yehu. He came back and he died. Now Yehoshaphat comes back home. Yehoshaphat narrowly survived. He comes back home and he's greeted last week by Yehu ben Hanani. Okay, new prophet. He says to him, Yehu ben Hanani says to him, you've done a terrible sin by going to war. Now, they are very powerful words. We mentioned these words last week on Friday. Just review the words in Pasuk Beis. Ha lo rosho la azor ulesone Hashem te'ehof. So that's like really powerful stuff for a prophet to say to a person. You assisted the wicked, and you love those who hate Hashem. I don't know if we have such an expression anywhere else in Tanakh, that you love those who hate Hashem. And really, you're deserving of punishment. And therefore, v'zoyis olecha haketzef, upon you shall come punishment. But because there are good things, because before you went to war, you have done good things, you have obliterated the Asherah from the land, and you have prepared your heart, you have guided your heart to serve Hashem, to seek Hashem. Therefore, in that merit, you will not die, you will live. Now begins Pasuk Dalet, Vayeshev Yehoshaphat Birushalayim, Vayoshev Vayetze Va'om Mibe'er Sheva V'yadah Harafayim, Vayashiveim El Hashem Elokei Avosehem. It appears that Yehoshaphat is taking action in response to the Musar of Yehu ben Hanani. He's shaken up with these very sharp, powerful words that he is a lover of those who hate Hashem and he assists the wicked. And his response is to go out to the people, to teach them Torah, to make them better. But more specifically, what we're going to see here is he institutes a new judicial system. He sets up judges and a whole network, a whole hierarchy of shoftim v'shoitrim in the land in response to the words of, you know, okay, let's read a few psukim and we'll discuss the significance of what is this, why is this an appropriate response to the words of Musar from Yehu. So let's hear one more time. Vayeshev pasuk dalet. Vayeshev Yehoshaphat b'Yisrael. Vayeshev Yitzchak v'Yisrael. Yehoshaphat, he goes. He returns. He returns. So how would you translate Vayeshev means to return.
Returned
from the Mulchama. I guess it means returns from the Mulchama. He turned back from the war. Let's see. We'll see the moment of the Mitzudos. Vayetze v'am, after he returned from the war, he went out to the people, Mibe'er Sheva v'yad Har Ephraim. These are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. an Irish of Yehuda, of his region, Vayashivim, and he causes them to do tshuva. He inspires them to return to Hashem, to serve Hashem. Vayashivim el Hashem elokei avosehem, pasuk hey, Vayamed shoftim ba'aretz, he establishes judges in the land, b'chol ori Yehuda, habitzuos, le'ir ve'ir, in all of the fortified cities. And this means even the fortified cities. Certainly he established judges in the cities that were not fortified because they needed them. But even the fortified cities, which you would think they are secure, they don't have problems, even among they're more organized, they're more established, even in these cities he insists on establishing new sets of judges. Let's read a few pasuk and then we'll discuss some of the inyanim. Pasuk vav. Vayomer el hashevtim, he said to the judges, Ru'u mo'atem oisim, take note of what you are doing. Look at what you're doing. Ki lo la'adam tishbitu ki la'ashem. When you judge, you're not just judging man, you're judging God. Now what does that mean? That's a very difficult statement, which we'll see in a few moments, some deeper meaning. V'imachem b'dvar mishpat, he is with you. Hashem is with you regarding matters of law. Pasuk Zayin, v'yato now, yifachar Hashem aleichem, may the fear of Hashem be upon you, shimu v'asu, guard and do, ki ein im Hashem lokenu avla, u'masofonim u'mikach shokhat. Three things he specifies. There is not with Hashem wrongdoing, iniquity, avla, crooked things, favoritism, and bribery. Hashem, in his essence, is just, and Hashem does not show favor to one who is guilty, and Hashem is not subject to taking bribes. And therefore, you have to follow in that matter, you have to realize the law is MS, don't show favoritism and don't take bribes. In Yerushalayim as well, he also established from the Levim, the Kohanim, and Mirashi Avos, Yisrael, Lemishpat Hashem, he took from Kohanim, Levim, and the leaders of the families of Yisrael, Lemishpat Hashem, to serve in the capacity of judges to Hashem, Vilariv, and for all matters of quarrel, different laws and quarrels, Vayashuvu Yerushalayim, and then he finally returned to Yerushalayim to settle in Yerushalayim. So he didn't just do this, he did not just establish a judicial system throughout Yehuda, he also established judges in the capital in Yerushalayim, which seemingly refers to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, because Yerushalayim is the capital, and there is the highest court of the land, which he reinstituted. Pasuk Tes. So it says of course in the Torah we don't find anywhere that Kohanim and Levim only Kohanim and Levim are allowed to serve in the Sanhedrin. And here what's interesting is that he Bedavka selected Kohanim and Levim to serve as judges in the Sanhedrin, but it also says there were Yisraelim. It says all three. The Gam Yerushalayim, Hemid Yehoshavad, Min HaLevim, that's number one. Number two, V'ha Kohanim, that was the Chiddush, and also Yisraelim. Umi Roshei HaAvos, the heads of families, referring to Yisraelim, L'mishpat Hashem v'lariv, in regards to matters of mishpat and quarrels, v'yoshuvu Yerushalayim, and then he returned to Yerushalayim. Pasuk test, v'yitzav aleim lemar koisasun b'yiras Hashem. So here is another interesting expression. So shall you do in matters of fearing Hashem, be'emuna, in matters of faith, uv'leivav shalem, and a complete heart. Pasuk yud, v'chol riv, asher yovoy aleichem me'achichem, any quarrel that comes to you from your brethren, hayoshem b'yareim, in their cities, bein dam ledan, bein Torah le'mitzvah, between the laws of the Torah and any mitzvah, l'chugim u'l'mishpatim, any matters of a chayk, which are mitzvahs, which we don't know the reason for, mishpat, things are of seemingly civil matters, v'his hartem, or some you shall warn them, v'lo ye'eshmu la'Hashem, you should not be guilty to Hashem, v'ho ye'ketzef aleichem, because if you are guilty to Hashem, there will be anger upon you, v'yalecheichem, ko sasun, so shall you do, v'lo se'shamu, and you shall not be guilty. Okay, pasuk yud aleph, v'hinei amar yohu ha'koyin ha'roish aleichem, who is the leader? He appointed one person to be in charge of the entire judicial system, the chief justice, the chief judge of it, seemingly the whole country, V'nei amar Yahu ha'koyin ha'rosh aleichem v'lechol dvar Hashem for all matters of Hashem u'zevad Yahu ben Yishmuel hanogid leveis Yehuda. He is the assistant. He is the second person in charge. This individual by the name of Zevad Yahu ben Yishmuel hanogid, the prince leveis Yehuda lechol dvar hamelech. He will be in charge of all matters relating to all matters relating to the authority, to the king. Shaitrim v'halavim lifneichem, and the officers of the Levim are before you. Chizku v'yasu, be strong and do. V'hi Hashem imatoiv, may Hashem be with those that are good. Now there's a lot of words here, a lot of things, a lot of different ideas are being expressed. Let's try to go through it slowly. Let's go back now to the Mitzudos, starting with Pasik Dalit. Mitzudos David, Pasik Dalit, Vayesha, Vayoshav, Yoshafot, Birushalayim, Rotsalayim. What does it mean, Vayoshav? Nimna me'ata lovo lebei sachav. Vayoshav here, according to the Mitzvah, means that he returned. The connotation is no longer he learned his lesson. He took the Musar of Yehu ben Hanani seriously. No longer would he join the wicked Achav. Achav was dead, so there's no one to join, but it means his family. His family and the people that took over, they were still obviously very wicked. They worshipped the Baal, they worshipped the Zara, they did terrible averos. He learned, he took the Musa from Yehu. No longer will he join, he returned back to Yerushalayim permanently. Vayosha vayetze ratzalayim, holach pam bepam min bin am, and occasionally he would go out among the people to inspire them to serve Hashem and not worship. And now worship of the Zara, and now we're going to see how he instituted an entire network of judges. Pasuk Vav, Uma Temoisim. He told them, I want you to have a system of judges, of Mishpat, and I want you to understand, Uma Temoisim, Ratzlema, Me'od, Histaklu, B'masa, HaMishpat, be extremely careful in regard to matters of Mishpat. That don't, there should not be any perversion of Mishpat. Ki lo la'adam, Ein HaMishpat mitzvas adam le. It's not a matter to a person. The person that when he has the opportunity, shetuchal, when he has the opportunity, lekachish, to deny v'loimar lefanav ki v'loimar lefanav kein hoye hadas noite v'loy b'mal yetsa hamishpat mukol, and does not, and the mishpat should not come out crooked. A person does not have the right to take opportunity of legal loopholes and do corruption in din. Person has to realize Kila Hashem, the Yodeh who imnasa bimal. Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows if you have committed a transgression in the Tos Hadas. If you made a mistake, if Mishpat was just given to man, man will always find a way to abuse the law. He'll always find legal loopholes. He'll always find excuses. He'll always find a way to secretly corrupt the law. Realize that Mishpat is not something that is for man. Mishpat is to Hashem. Hashem knows the truth. You can't fool Hashem. And the person has to keep that in mind when he issues a judgment. Hashem will always catch up with him. Hashem is always with you. When a person judges, you should realize Hashem is Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Hashem is standing there. Hashem knows what you're thinking. Hashem knows if you're going to pervert the law. Next, Pasuk Vayata. Now, Hoyel v'Hakol Yidu l'Fanav Yipach Alechem, because Hashem knows everything. The Pachad of Hashem should be upon you. Shimu v'Yasu Kiteres Mitzah. Make sure you're very careful to guard the laws. Ki Einim Hashem. Hashem does not have before him Avla, favoritism, and bribery. Ein Chevtsa b'Maseh Ha'Avla. Hashem does not want transgression. La'avales ha'mishpat, to corrupt the law. V'loses panav b'mishpat, does not want favoritism. V'lokach ha'shochad onish anosh ya'anesh aleihem, but rather a person should punish the ones who are deserving. Li Yisrael, then Pasuk Ches goes on to say that not only did Yehoshaphat establish judges in throughout all of the cities of Yehuda and Binyamin, he also established judges in Yerushalayim. Pasuk This is going back, the Dibur HaMaskel, the wrong Dibur HaMaskel. This is Pasuk Hey, not Pasuk Ches. Li Yisrael, he established in... Where is this Dibur HaMaskel? This is... L'mishpat Hashem, obviously Israel, Shabbat Israel, l'mishpat Hashem, l'mishpat mishpat Hashem b'dvar mitzvah, v'lariv b'davar she'ein adam b'beinu l'chaver. So here's lariv means a quarrel between man and his fellow man. Kepas v'yeshuvu, and now he returned to Yerusha. So what does it mean here? Returned the second time. Yoshafat v'asher imo shavul yishlaim achar shehemid shavtim b'aretz. Now then, in the parentheses, he explains v'avshe shavul yishlaim ad lo yhemid bo shavtim, even though it says in the beginning of Pasuk Dalit that he already returned to Yerushalayim, where the Mitzudas explained it to mean that he no longer would go out to join the Malchus of Yehuda, a Malchus of Yisrael in their evil ways. Mikol Mokoyim, Somach Hamodas Hashavtim LiYerushalayim LaHamodas Hashavtim B'chol Aretz, the Achar Zeh Omar Sheshav LiYerushalayim Im Sheshav Mikodim. We returned once again, even though we mentioned before, but now that he went out again, second time, he went out a second time to establish judges throughout all the lands, all of the different communities in Yehuda and Binyamin, he now returned to Yerushalayim to establish the highest court there as well. Kepasik Tes, he commanded them, saying, Kosasun Alehem Al Shefte Yerushalayim, Kosasun Biyiras Hashem, Kentasu Estvar Hamishpat, Asu Osa, you shall be Yiras Hashem, the whole Riv. So here he's coming to allude that here you're going to receive the most complex cases. Yerushalayim is going to be like the Sanhedrin HaGadol, where they'll bring the most difficult cases. There'll be a riv which cannot be decided, and the other courts will come to you. That's a very important chiddush. Dam ledan.
This is how do you know this?
What?
Only the Sanhedrin had the...
Exactly. So this is simply this refers to the Sanhedrin Hagadol. He's coming here to refer to this. This is in Yerushalayim. The Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, they're going to be the ones that are going to be charged being done, because only the one has the ability to capital cases. Well, that's not true. A Bezdin Shel Chof Gimel also can decide capital cases. The Sanhedrin Hagadol, but it could be that sometimes it's a complex case. That's what the Mitzvah seems to be saying. It's a complex case, and it cannot be decided among the smaller courts. It has to be brought to the highest court. The highest court will be found in Yerushalayim. Here he translates Bein Dam LeDam to refer to blood of Ritzich, of murder, capital cases. However, Chazal, in Parshas Shoftim, or in Parshas Yisro, where it mentions Bein Dam LeDam, Bein Din LeDin, Bein Nega LeNega, there they translate Dam means Dam Nida, referring to Isser. Dam Nida is the blood
to make that decision.
Here we're referring to blood of murder.
But again, he's turning to the Kohanim.
No, but it's not. This is, he has all three. In Pasuk Ches, and makes mention all three are going to participate. There are Kohan, there are Levim, Kohanim, and the Mirashe Ha'avos Liyisrael. It could be the reason why he selected Levim was because they were the greatest Talmidei Chacham of the time. It's not because there's any halach requirement that you need a Levi Kohen. When it comes to a nega, you must have a Kohen to make that determination. But since you're dealing with a court, and the court does not require Kohanim or Levim, the court requires Talmidei Chachamim, it just so happened, the reason why he selected Levim and Kohanim was because that's what they did. They were the ones that were free to learn the whole day. They developed into the greatest Talmidei Chachamim, so they were selected to serve in the capacity of judges in Yerushalayim. But it's interesting, in the Mepharshim, they make this note, is that here, when he touched Dan Ladam, what exactly, first of all, we have to understand this, there definitely is a parallel. The parallel is, in it says, Bein Dam Ladan, Bein, we compare this to what it says in Parashas Yisro, I believe. Let me find the pasuk again. Pasuk Yud. Look back in Pasuk Yud. V'chol riv v'chol shev alechem yachechem hayoshem be'erechem bein dom ledom bein Torah lemitzvah l'chukim ulemishpatim. What's the parallel pasuk? Bein dom ledom bein din ledin u'bein nega lonega. So some want to say that the pasuk here in Divrei Hayom is coming to translate, coming to elaborate, what does it mean bein din, bein dom ledom bein din ledin? What do you mean a din? That's what it means here, the din Torah to a din mitzvah. That's another expression of Torah lemitzvah. What does the Targum say? Let's look at the Targum. Bein din kitol. Bein gava de chayev din kitol, gava de zakoy min din kitol. That's again what the Mitzvah says, refers to murder.
Bein capital cases.
Capital cases. Bein oiraisa letafkideh, between the Torah and between letafkideh means commandments, your purpose, your mission. So how would that apply to bein dom? What?
Or
To let you know what halacha is to be mekayim.
To fulfill the mitzvah, the commandment. Right. So what do you mean being Torah lemitzvah? Means there's certain. What do you mean Torah? Torah. What is Torah? And what Torah literally means instruction.
Right. So if there's a mitzvah in the Torah and you don't know what pshat is, let's say they tell you that the tefillin you're talking about has to be.
Right. But we want to differentiate. We want to differentiate between, just like when we differentiate between dam ledam. Dam means this blood. The person is chayav misa. The blood is blood. According to the mitzudos, he's he killed b'mezid. The blood that has been spilled b'mezid. The other dam is blood that has been spilled by accident, inadvertently, and therefore he's not chayev misa. Now it says bein Torah lemitzah. Both Torah mitzah that we in this generation, we don't translate Torah as a mitzah. We think of Torah kolal. You learn Torah l'shem shemayim. You learn. You don't necessarily leave the hilchasa. It's a religious experience to study what it says in the Torah. But that's not the way it's used in Tanakh. The way the word Torah is used in Tanakh means instruction. It means halacha. This is what you should do. So in this context, what it would similarly mean is ben Torah l'mitzah means things that you should do, instructions that you should do, and things that you should not do. Both of these words means what you should do. But that's not the way the Targum turns. The Targum just says very simply, bein taf bein oiraisa, bein oiraisa lit tafgidei lik yomaya. Period. So oiraisa, he just translates Torah as oiraisa, which pretty much is the modern day translation. The 21st century translation of Torah means learning Torah. But if you don't focus on the Targum and you just take the words bein le Torah le mitzvah, it would seem to be things that you should not do to things that you should do. This Peir Shabbos is very interesting. Hashkacha Prata. Someone was telling me this Peir Shabbos about Torah. What does it mean, Torah? Just a casual conversation. What does it mean, Torah? It means instruction. I didn't pay attention.
L'horos.
No, but he was telling me that the word Torah, okay, L'horos, means, let's say you have three paths. You have path A, path B, path B. It means to go down a specific path to exclude the other paths. Mitzvah just means there's only one path to go. Go on it. Don't stand here. Mitzvah means I'm giving you a commandment. What's the commandment? There's one road. And if I don't tell you what to do, or if you're lazy, you're just going to sit home. You're not going to get on the road and go somewhere. You're not going to do. Torah is a more complex form of instruction. It implies, it has a connotation, there are many approaches to take to a certain problem. You can go this way, you can go this way, you can go this way. The Torah tells you, I want you to go this way, and not go the other way. So it has a connotation, Torah, of what not to do. Do this and not that. It fits very well into the pasuk then, because over here we're trying to compare, we're trying to contrast between one word and another word. Bein dam ledam means blood that you're chayiv misa for, and blood that you're not chayiv misa for. Bein Torah lemitzvah. Torah seemingly in this context means what you should not do and what you should do. But Torah does not mean what you should not do. Torah means what you should do. The answer is, you should do this, liafuke, doing that. There are different solutions to problem. You go in the secular world, you have a problem, this is the approach a person should take in the secular world. If you're a religious person, you're a maimin, you're going to have emunah, and your approach to solving the problem is going to be different. You're going to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a chance to participate, and you're going to have a degree of emunah. That is Torah and mitzvah.
Okay.
That's the third category.
Mitzvah is
lashon yachid. Mishpat is plural. Mishpatim.
Yeah, right. I said chukim and mishpatim is lashon.
They're both plural. They're both plural. Yeah.
But the word mitzvah maybe should have been in rabbin also.
Bein Torah lemitzvah. Okay, I don't. I hear the point you're making. Okay, let's go back to the mitzudos. Bein Torah lemitzvah. Rotzalaymar. Bein devar hoira biachas mi mitzvos. But let's go. I'm reading the mitzudos pasuk yud. Bein Torah lemitzvah. Rotzalaymar. Bein devar hoira biachas mi mitzvos Hashem shmin odom lamokoim. Next words. Or the chukim u'mishpat in the next expression, according to the mitzvos, are things that apply to Hashem. Hey, my mitzvos sheheima kichoyk mibli tam u'mishpatim bedvarim shemin adam lechaveiro. Okay, so I'm not sure. That is adam lechaveiro. He's translating the mitzudos bein Torah lemitzvah lechukim u'mishpatim as one expression. Not like I suggested to you that we have three different expressions parallel to what it says in the Torah bein dam l'dam bein dam l'dam bein din l'din bein nega l'nega. That's seemingly what it's doing here. That's not what the mitzudos is saying. Mitzudos is saying there are only two sections. There's bein dam l'dam, period, bein Torah lemitzvah lechukim u'mishpatim. Torah mitzvah are mitzvos of Hashem. Bein Adam Lamakom, to wear tefillin, to wear tzitzis, to eat kosher food. These are mitzvos bein Adam Lamakom. L'chukim u'l'mishpatim are mitzvos bein Adam L'chaveiro. Even in mitzvos bein Adam L'chaveiro, there are certain things that we understand the reason, there are certain things that we don't understand the reason, and that's why one is called a chok, one is called a mishpat.
L'chukim, he doesn't represent that it's necessarily bein Adam Lamakom.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's other, wait. Hey, mitzvah, shehema, kichok, mublitam. Okay, all right. So you want to say there are three categories. Torah mitzvahs are Adam. Torah mitzvah are Adam la. Lamakom chukim is stam, just a mitzvah with no reason. Mishpatim is adam lechaveru. Okay, fine. V'sartem or some you shall command them, you shall warn them. Lasotz kemoshe toimbun or atem, you shall warn them that they shall fulfill the mitzvah the way you instruct them. V'lo yeeshmu, they should not be guilty. Lashem lasotz kemoshe yomurim, they should not be guilty by doing things according to their own interpretation. They should not think that they can interpret the Torah. The Torah is not subject to their interpretation, it's subject to the interpretation of Chazal. V'hoya ketzef aleichem, im lo hisartim osam, if you do not warn them, do not teach them, then Hashem will be angry. V'alachichem al sha'omdu bidivrehem, and upon their brethren who will listen, who are going to not follow the mitzvahs if they're not told what to do. Kosasun, so shall you do. Lahasiram bedava, to warn them. V'lo yisteshmu choyil vasitzem es shalachem v'heim im yishmu v'im yechtelu. If you'll warn them, then you will be free from sin because you have done your part, regardless of if the people accept your instructions. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So where are they coming? They're coming to decide ben adam lamakom. Doesn't make sense.
Bezdin decides the halacha. There's a question of how to interpret the mitzvah. The Torah, there's an instruction in the mitzvah. When it comes to how do you do a mitzvah, let's say you have a mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah in Adam Lamakom, correct?
Right.
It's a mitzvah in Adam Lamakom. And now there's a big issue over the ritzuos kosher. All of a sudden, there's a whole question, there's a scandal, all the factories, they've been discovered, they're making ritzuos not the right way. Is it kosher or not kosher? So all the small courts, everyone comes to the Supreme Court to decide, are the ritzuos kosher or not? That's an issue in Adam Lamakom, and they are making that decision. Seemingly, it's a matter of interpretation of halacha. Okay, let's go past the Gidaf. And who did he point in charge? He put two people in charge of the judicial system. Amar Yahu, Yitachin Shu Azaria Haniskar in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Hay. He was one of the leaders. Yain Bisof Mulachim Bechespa in Hadaros. Fine. Harosh Aleichem, Hu Hoya Harosh Aleichem, Hu Yel Lechol Dvar Hashem, Lechol Dvar Shakosh, Mikem Tavu Elov. Anything that is complex shall be brought to his attention. He will be the chief justice. L'chol dra hamelech. And then he pointed a secondary person in charge. He will be in charge of all matters relating to the malchus. I guess the judges sometimes... to enforce the law. When a judge issues a psak halacha, he tells someone to do something, or he tells a community to do something, and they don't want to listen, so the king will send in the police department, or send in the marshals.
Maybe that's where the shoytrim...
The shoytrim, exactly. And who will be in charge of the shoytrim? Who will have the authority? That's going to be... The one that's in charge will be Yehuda, will be Uzvad Yahu ben Yishmol Hanogit, Leves Yehuda. He has power to force the shoter. El Espiv Tish Alu... He will be in charge of all matters relating to the Malchus. And I put this in front of you, mizumanim lifneichem l'chol asher tetzaveim, they are prepared before you for everything that you command, l'achviach esa'am al hamishpat, to force them to abide by the law. Im hatoiv, im ha'oisa hatoiv ha'yosh bin Hashem, Hashem will be you im hatoiv. So according to the Mitzudos, this means Hashem will be with you if you do what's tov and yosher in the eyes of Hashem. Before we see the Rashi, let me just bring out a couple of points, important points. First of all, what exactly is Yehoshua doing here that was not already done in the history of Klal Yisrael? We always had judges. Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed, Shoftim v'Shoftim titlachem chol sharecha, and Parsha Shoftim. And we know that Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu that you can't do this alone, you have to appoint a system of judges. Moshe consulted with Hashem, Hashem told him it's a good idea, and Moshe appointed a whole hierarchy of judges. There's the Rosh, there's the Sanhedrin HaGadol, there's the minor court, 23 judges, there's the small courts of three. So what is Yehoshaphat coming to air that did not exist and didn't until this point in time? So in the Sefer Das Seferim, he suggests, it appears that it's his own suggestion, I'm not sure where he got this from, but he's very authoritative in how he says this. What's happening now for the first time in the history of Klal Yisrael is, judges are becoming government employees. That they're not working for free. It's not just every person hangs up a shingle, here I am, I'm a judge, come to me, and you put a little ad in the FJJ, I'm a judge. If you got a problem, you put a little cute advertisement, you have a problem, I'll solve the problem for you, and of course, I'll send you, I have a secretary, exactly, a private bez, and I'll send you a bill in the mail, and I'll make my parnasa, and Ish hayosha be'enav yas. Everyone does what they want. There are a whole system of private courts. That's how it is today, pretty much, in Klal Yisrael, to a certain degree. At least in America, in Chutz Liaretz, we don't have an Eretz Yisrael. It's not an Eretz Yisrael. It's government. It's run by the government, pretty much. Not 100%. There are private courts there as well. But in Chutz Liaretz, there are different organizations. Some are very good. I mean, the organization, they have the RCA, all different types of Bati Dinim all over the place. They are Bati Dinim. And it's private, it's a business, it's a parnasa. Smicha, you're accepted, the people like you, you agree to abide by their laws, and they, so this, Avi, this in his time he felt was corrupt. The system was corrupt, it was not a healthy system, and he basically, he instituted a state judicial system with people that this was their parnasa, they were paid by the government, and there was a hierarchy like similar lahavdil elef alef havdalis as it is in the United States. There's a very complex network of courts, and there are many different madrigos to appeal court, you can go for an appeal, and you can go to one court, higher court, district courts, and you go to the Supreme Court, and so on and so forth. That is the chiddush of Yehoshaphat. Now, why did he do this? Why? What prompted him to do something that was never done until this point in time? So it appears that this was a direct response to the frightening Musar of Yehu ben Hanani. Yehu ben Hanani greets Yehoshaphat on his way back from the Milchama of Ramos Gilad, where Yehoshaphat, who is a very, very holy man, a very great tzaddik, Torah is very, the psukim are very, given very high praise. He comes back from Achav, and he says to him that you have assisted a rasha, and you love those who hate Hashem. This shook Yehoshaphat to the core, shook him up to the core. And he did some soul searching. How did it come? He didn't think he did anything wrong. What did I do wrong? He's my brother-in-law. He's my mechutin. He married his sister. Yehoshaphat was married to the sister of Achav. And Achav's son married the daughter of... Well, they were mechutanim. So what's so terrible? I went to war against an enemy of Klal Yisrael. So just because my brother-in-law is not Shomer Shabbos, does that mean I can't go and participate and do business? We can't go to battle? So the answer is that yes, you're not allowed to. On the level that you are, a public figure. Yehoshaphat was the Melech of Yehuda, and this was viewed to be a very great Chil Hashem. You've loved those who hate Hashem. So he did some soul searching, and he came to the realization that a person makes mistakes like this when there's no the moral climate of society is corrupt. In other words, it's a trickle-down effect. If in society there is a very high standard for law and order, it changes a person's thinking, his modus operandi. He does not become corrupt in the way he deals with other people, in the way he deals with Hashem. If there was, at this point in time, a complex system of mishpat in Klal Yisrael, where a person who feels that he has been wronged can go to a judge and argue his case and receive mishpat, it's a different society. It's a trickle-down effect. He never would have come to make this mistake where he would have assisted a Russia and would have loved a person who hates Hashem. Because the whole essence of a judge is mishpat. Is there's someone called a tzaddik and there's a Rasha. That's what judges do. They differentiate between who is a tzaddik, who is a Rasha. And part of the rules of being a judge is you're not allowed to show favoritism and you're not allowed to accept bribes. When you show favoritism and accept bribes, you're loving those who hate Hashem. It goes against the core of what Mishpat is all about. How did Yehoshaphat come to make such a terrible mistake when we receive such harsh Musar? It's because there's something wrong with the climate of society. There is no law and order in society. It's true, there are nice Bate Dinim. You go on this block, there's a Bez Din. You go here, there's a Bez Din. But that is not enough. There has to be something formal. Has to be something that is official, that is spread out through the entire land. And therefore, he went to the extreme of establishing a government system of, a government network of judges, shoftim v'shoftim in the land, to change the moral climate of society, that someone like him, or anyone for that matter, would never make such a mistake where the Navi would come to him and say, you love those who hate Hashem.
This is beautiful what you're saying, because you look at the Pesukim, and your Shaphat is talking, in Pesuk what you have to do is for Hashem. He said, Pasuk again, Pasuk Zayin, Pachad Hashem Aleichem. He says, Pasuk, Vayitzav Aleichem, Pasuk Tes, Kreta Asum, Yiras Hashem. He's talking
a system of Mishpat lifts up society. When a person, it's very true, think about it today. Today a person feels, you're very frustrated. I know personally myself, there are certain things you deal with other people, you're very frustrated, so where do you turn? Who could I turn to? To go through the legal system, secular court, it's impossible. You need a multimillionaire, you need red tape, it'll take you years and years and years to get anything done. So that's out of the question. Unless you're in that type of business. To go to the local rabbanim, it's very difficult. We don't really have a system where you can express your frustration and receive din. So what happens? There's no din. Less din v'less dayan. Less din v'less dayan, so you become very cynical. You become very corrupt yourself. And you try to outsmart, outmaneuver everyone. And the whole society just decays. And it changes the way you think. Before you turn around, years go by, the way you think differently than if you would be able to present your argument in front of Talmidei Chacham, upon the people who represent the emes, true emes. It's a whole different world. And even the great Tzaddik Yehoshaphat felt that he was compromised because society did not have a proper system of mishpat. And the proof is, the Navi says, you oyev soyne Hashem, you helped the Rasha. And this is his response. It's very powerful for what we need today in our society. No?
There's a video of two Askanim standing by Reb Chaim Kanievsky a couple of years back and saying, are you allowed to bring into your house something that has rechilos and
a smartphone?
They were talking about it. So he said, he didn't understand the question. He said, what kind of question is that? So he said, yeah, can you bring in an instrument mentioned that has, you know, shvichas domim,
a television,
by the Zohar? And he said, of course not. So the next scene is, they say, into that is also.
Okay, but this is a very powerful mussar. Now, before we go further, in these psukim, being that this is a very powerful section, we're dealing with the laws of judges. So there are some. We mentioned this pasuk before. This very interesting medrash, a set of medrashim, that in pasuk vav, when Yehoshaphat says to the judge, "Ru'u mo'atem oisim ki lo la'adam tishbitu ki la'Hashem." You're not judging man. You're judging Hashem. What does that mean? So we, the Mitzudos, what?
Who are you to judge Hashem?
Exactly. What is, besides that, it doesn't make any sense. There are two litigants before the judge. They're arguing, does he owe money, does he not owe money? And you're going to issue a statement. You should know, not only when you judge these two people, you're not just judging them, you're judging God. So the simple translation is, don't translate the words literally. Translate the words that when you're judging them in the presence of God. The Shechina is present. Elokim nitzav ba'adaskel. Hashem's presence, Hashem stands in the presence of judgment. Hashem is there. That's the simple interpretation. But on a more literal sense, if you were to translate the words literally, it means you're actually judging God. How could that, what can that possibly mean? So the Medrash says, yes, you are judging God, because Hashem gives every person what they deserve. Hashem, if he decides he wants this person to have $100,000, that's what Hashem wants. That's his parnasa. He wants, and that was the gzeira. You come before the judge, and the judge says you're guilty, and you have to give away, you owe this person $50,000. So, and that mishpat is corrupt. It's wrong. The judge doesn't know the halacha, or the judge was bribed, or the judge has nitiyos, he wants his business, so he issues a ruling which is false. So what has he done? He has taken away from what Hashem has decreed. Hashem has decreed, you will receive this year $100,000, and the judge has said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I disagree. You gave him $100,000, I disagree, I'm only giving him $50,000. Your judgment affects Hashem. You're judging Hashem. You have to realize that, and therefore what's going to happen? Hashem is now going to have to make it up to him. Because Hashem said you have to have $100,000. And how is Hashem going to make it up to him? Hashem has to turn over the whole world. Hashem has to cause that this person will be in this place at this time, so they'll have a new business arrangement, so he'll make profit in another way to receive what he's supposed to receive that year. You're causing Hashem to change the whole Seder Ha'olam to make sure this person gets what he deserves. What right do you have to be Matriach Hashem? Besides the fact that you have issued a corrupt, just the fact that you have issued a law, a judgment that is false, that itself is a terrible, terrible avera. But now you're causing a Kadosh Baruch Hu to do things to make up to a person to what he really rightfully deserves, he's supposed to receive. So you are indeed actually to a certain degree judging Hashem. Okay, that's the basic gist of what it says in the Medrash. Okay, also this medrash also says that another this is Sifrei Piska Yudzayin says that a person should never fear a person. When a litigant comes before a judge, and basically the litigant threatens the judge, if you don't decide in my favor, I'll kill you, or I'll cause you great harm, that's what the pasuk is addressing. A person is not an authority in this world. The only one that's an authority in this world is Hashem. Basically, what he's saying is, Lo sogu mipnei ish. That's how the Medrash, the Sifrei, interprets this pasuk. Vayomer el hashoftim ru'u mo'atem oisim, ki lo la'adam tishbitu, ki la'Hashem. Lo soguru mipnei ish. Don't feel that a person, you're judging a man, and a man has power to cause you harm. A man has no power to cause you harm. It's Hashem that can cause you harm, and therefore there's nothing to fear. I'll read you the words of the Medrash. Mikan Amru, from this pasuk here in Divrei Hayamim, Perek Yutes Pasuk Vav, we learn, Ashara l'dayanim shema toimar. Maybe a judge will say, misyari ani miploni shema yarages bini. If I judge against him, he will kill my son. O shema yarages gidishi, he'll torch my field. O shema yiktsois es nitiyosai, he'll cut out my trees. Tamaloimar. So it says in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim lo seguru mibne ish ke mishpat elokim hu vechein yohai shafat. It's the Medrash is clearly making a parallel between these two psukim. Vayomer lashal shavdim ru'u mo'atem oisim kilo le'odom tishbitu. You're not judging man. Don't be afraid of man. Ki la'Hashem. So the Medrash interprets this pasuk as a reference. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of man. It is Hashem who is in charge, and He will take care that nothing will happen. Okay, let's see some of the Rashis. Let's go back to Pasuk Dalit in Rashi. There is no Pasuk. Let's go to Pasuk Hey. Vayamoid Shaiftim. He comes back from war. He's greeted by Yehu. He listens to the Musar. He goes out to the people. He inspires them. And now he institutes a network of judges. Vayamoid Shaiftim. Kesha Omar Lo Hachoyze. So he says here, the Rashi makes it very clear. This was in response. When the Choyze, Hanani, Yehu ben Hanani says, "Dvarim toivim nimsubach ki biarto hasheros balo etzel sefer." I don't know what those letters. Does anyone know what those letters stand for? Balo etzel
sefer Torah.
Sefer
Torah.
Sefer Torah. What's the hey?
Sefer
HaTorah. He went etzel a sefer HaTorah in ba'orim kimishpat when he heard that the Choze said the only reason why you're going to survive, you're going to live, is because you have done good things. Hashem really is angry. Hashem is angry at you because you love those who hate Hashem, but because you have zuchusim, tuzchusim, you were derish Hashem and you obliterated the Asherim. So he wanted to see if he did really a good job. He was now, since this was only zuchus, only natural that when a person tells you that this is your zuchus, you want to fortify your zuchus. A person makes a good investment, right? You spend a lot of money, you make a lot of investments, and some investments are disasters and some are successful. So what do? So you get rid of the disasters and you fortify, you mechazek on the good investments. You learn from what you have succeeded, your successes. So he went eitz la sefer im ba'arm kimishpat, if he actually did what was supposed to be done correctly. Umitchila rok siv abet habdun is called abet habdun ad va'asherim tishrifun bo'esh upsile Elohim tigadeun v'nizka shechaz b'chisisav yes masev osam tishaberun tama b'yatzmo al shehetiv be'en v'eni Hashem shebiru Hashem Asher Yisrael Sharei Lo Yisrim Ela Al Ashrehem V'Shuv Chazar B'Shoiftim V'Shoitrim. So there it's juxtaposed. There it says
he thought that this only applied to Avodah Zarah, right?
One more time. He went to the Torah. The Torah says to do all these things. Abet Habdun, you shall obliterate Avodah Zarah. Ad v'asherim tishrifun bo'esh. The end is all the different psukim and parashas mishpatim. You shall burn the asherah trees in fire. Upsile Elohim tigadayin. You shall cut down their idols. V'nisgar shekasta b'chisisa. There's another pasuk in parashas kisisa. V'yes matzev osam tishaberun. You shall, their altars shall be demolished. Toma ba'atzmo. He wondered, al shehetiv be'enei Hashem, if it was good in the eyes of Hashem, shebier ho asherim, asherei Yisrael, that he destroyed the Hashem of the asherei Yisrael, sharei lo hisirum ela al asherehem.
The Sisa only says, matzah v'isam, asherim, the goyish asherim you should burn. It doesn't say that the Yiddish asherim you should burn.
So
yeah, because the Avodah Zarah, the Kanani had their Asherah. So that the pasuk tells you to burn their Asherah. It doesn't say anything if a Jew has Avodah Zarah.
Jewish Asherim should stay.
He didn't know. So then he looked in Shaitan and Shaitan, yeah, and he says, "Lo sitach lecha Asherah," that you should make your own Asherah. So then he understood that he should have gotten that he was right.
The Asher of the Jews. It's not just enough to get rid of the Asher of the Goyim. Okay, very good. So what is in Parashas Mishpatim and Kisis, it only says to get rid of the Asher of the Goyim. When you come into the land and when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be trees that were planted by Goyim. So do you have to obliterate those trees? So it says yes, but are you mechuyev to obliterate trees that were planted by Jews? Not necessarily. Toma bi'atzmo al shehete b'enei Hashem shebir ha'sherim asherei Yisrael sherei lo yisirim ela al asherehem. The pasuk only warns us ki abe ta'abdu neskol ha'makamah she'avdu sham ha'goyim. You only have to obliterate the asheros of the goyim, not the asheros of the Jews. The shuv chazar, so he searched the Torah. Where did he find that you have to also obliterate the asherim of the Jews? In Parsha Shoftim. The shuv chazar b'shoftim b'shoytrim b'motzo kosov lo sita l'cho ashero l'cho. Not only are you mechuyev to obliterate the Asherim of the Goyim, of the non-Jews, that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you also have to obliterate you among the Jews. Now, because the Simcha, that he found this in Parsha Shoftim V'Shoytrim, in Devarim, and there, right next to that Parsha, is the Parsha of Judges, he took this as a simon, that the next thing that he should do is focus on setting up a network of judges. The os samach shabiram, he was happy that it says lo sita l'cha. The gamra sham kosov shayftim v'shaytim titin l'cha miyad vayameit shayftim muchzakim b'chol ara Yehuda le'ir v'ir. So according to Rashi, Rashi is telling us another interpretation of why he did this. I told you one mahalach of why he said it was a response to the decline of the moral climate of society, which led him to make the mistake and receive the musaf from the Navi. But Rashi is giving us another drush of why he decided to set up a network of judges, because the Navi praised him for abolishing the Asheros. Which Asheros did he abolish? He abolished the Asheros that were planted by Jews. Problem is, the Torah never really told you to abolish, because it's a tree. What is an Asherah? Asherah is a tree. It's not really an Avodah Zarah. A tree provides shelter. A tree is mechubal karka. It's attached to the ground. It's not necessarily an Avodah Zarah. What if a person goes and he bows down to a building, you have to go destroy the whole Manhattan? Has to be wiped out because everyone worships
money.
You have to destroy. Of course not. Just because people are crazy doesn't mean the object that's mechubal karka becomes asa behana. The exception to the rule is the Asherah. We have no understanding what this is all about, but in ancient times there was this Yetzer Hara to worship certain types of trees that were planted for Avodah Zarah. These were planted by non-Jews, and they had to be cut down and burnt.
They had to be planted?
They were planted. They were planted originally for the purpose of worship.
If they will worship a tree that's already there.
No, it's not. It's not because Elohim al Hehorim, the pasuk says, the famous Chazal, the idols that are upon the mountains, velo Hehorim Elohim, but the mountains are not idols. If the goyim worship a mountain, do you have to destroy the mountain? Of course not. Gzeres HaKosef. So a tree is a mountain. A tree has the same status as a mountain because it's attached to the ground. The exception to this rule is a thing called an Asherah tree. I don't know what it is. It's some
Asherah was an old
certain type of tree.
Sun god.
No. Ashtaros.
No. It was a certain type of tree.
What was the Ashtaros?
And they put up the trees and probably give you a shade.
It was a certain type of tree, an oak tree. I don't know what it was. There was a certain type of tree that in ancient times was planted for the purpose of worship. A Torah says in Parshas Kisisa, when you come into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to see there all of these idols, altars, and images, destroy them. They should not be a stumbling block for you. And when you see all of these trees, these Asherah trees that were planted by the Goyim, destroy them, because they're going to be a stumbling block. Let me read you the exact words of the pasuk. That's in Parsha Shoftim. Okay, Parshas Kisisa, at the end of the parasha, the Shalosh, we lay in this on, I think, when we lay in this, Cholamoid? Okay, here we go. The Chag, Okay, here is Shmolucha Esh Anochi Mitzav Chayom Hinei Goresh Hinei Goresh Miponecha. Watch out! I'm going to drive out from before you Es Emori VeAknani VeAchiti VeAprizi VeHachivi VeHayavusi. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to wipe out these nations. Hishamolucha Pentichros Brisli Yashev Aretz. Don't make any treaties with them. Vasher Atabo Lecha Penyilam Okesh Bikerbech. If you're going to make a treaty with them, you're going to let them live there. They're going to be a thorn in your side. They're going to cause you to stumble and to worship idols. Ki, what do I want you to do to these nations when you come in? When you come into Eretz Yisrael, ki es mizbichoy som titotzun, demolish their altars, v'yes matzevos, some tishabeirun, smash their matzevos, two different types of things, one is one stone, two stone, many stones. The S, here is the key, what we need, the S, asherov tichrosun, cut down, take, buy a lumber yard, a hardware store, a chainsaw, and cut down the asherah. It's gematria ace. If you read the gematria, it's ace lumber. Asherah tichrosun. Chainsaw. You get a discount if you tell them the svart. And you get a gas-powered chainsaw. Electric are no good. They don't work as well. Make sure you get a few replacement blades. And you cut down the asherah trees. So your shafat, look what happens. Your shafat, that's it. And then it says, Kilo seshtach v'el nechor. Don't bow down to a foreign god. Ki Hashem kano shmo kel kano hu. Okay, fine. He comes back to review Rashi. He comes back from Eretz. He comes back from the war. He's greeted by Yehu ben Hanani. You did a very big avera. You joined, you were mishtatev with a Russia. But you know what? Hashem likes you because you obliterated the Asherah in the land. So Yoshavet says, wow, I really did a good. What good did I do? So he opens up L'chumash, the parasha Asiyasra, and he sees it says that you should cut down what kind of Asherah. The only thing it says here is the Asherah of the non-Jews. It does not make any mention of cutting down an Asherah that has been planted by a Jew. But what did Yoshavet really do? Yoshafat, not only did he, doesn't it seem there were any Asherahs left from the non-Jews? All of the Asherahs that he destroyed were trees planted by the Jews themselves. Doesn't say that here in Parashas Kisis. It's discussing the Asherah of the non-Jews. So he kept on searching in the Torah. This was before the days of Eitzah Chochma, Bar Ilan, and he went to Parashas Shoftim. And in Parsha Shoftim, in the beginning, it says, Shoftim v'shoytrim titim lecha b'chol sharecha, so on and so forth. And then the next words are, lo sita lecha asherah. You shall not plan for yourself an asherah. B'chol eitz lo mizbach Hashem lokech asher taseh loch. V'lo stakim lecha matzev asher sonei Hashem lokech. So then he realized that the reason why he got high praise was not because of what it says in Parsha Ski, Sisa, because that's addressing Asherahs that were planted by non-Jews. He received high praise from the Navi for what it says in Parshas Shoftim of Lo Sita Lucha. But then he said to himself, and look what it says, this word Lo Sita Lucha is right after Shoftim v'Shoytim Titin Lucha B'chol She'orecha. It must be there's some connection between the two. And therefore, to improve upon his investment of doing good, he then went and instituted in recognition of being praised for the Asherah, what it says in the beginning of the parasha, Shoftim v'Shoytim. Now obviously you need more explanation because my Inyan Zelen Zer Tzviku is very good. He was got high praise of Asherah. Why does that force him now to go do what it says in the pasuk before? Obviously there's some connection. The fact that they're juxtaposed, there must be some connection, but that is the way Rashi here is learning Pshat in the Pasuk. That's the connection between the two, and that's why he went and he did these two things. But let's see the next Rashi. B'chol Ara Yehuda HaBetzuros. He went out to the land, he established judges in all of the fortified cities. Hamid Muchzokim L'Hachricham L'Koyfam L'Din Mitchila. He went and he established judges to force them to follow the law. V'shuv hemet shayftim she'enim muchzakim kol kach layaros she'en b'tzuros lefi she'en yireim lios sarvanim yoyser me'oysam hayoyshim ba'arim b'tzuros she'boitchim ba'arei mivtzaram. In the cities that are fortified, they need more discipline. They need more force, because what happens if a court, the high court, issues a ruling against a fortified city, a walled city, and tells them, you have committed an avera, or you've committed a wrongdoing, and therefore you must pay $1 million tax. So what will they say? We'll rebel. We will recede from the nation. Don't tell us what to do. We're independent. We have a wall around our city. We'll fight you. We're not going to do what you want to do. We're independent. So the people living in the walled cities, they need to be whipped into shape more so than people living in unwalled cities.
I don't think that's what Rashi's talking about.
No?
Rashi's saying he first went to the Arif and Tzuru.
Yeah.
And he established his court system with an enforcement system. Then he went to the Arif and Tzuru, and they would listen because the Arif and Tzuru already listened, and they rely on the Arif and Tzuru for food.
Okay, maybe that's what it means. Let's see the word inside. Hemed Murzakim, he established...
This is in the Ari
B'tzuras. B'chol Ari Yehuda B'tzuras. Hemid Muchzakim, he established people that were very powerful. L'yachricham, to force them. U'lekoifam, in order to force them. L'din mitchila.
That's what he did first.
V'shuv hemid shayftim she'ena Muchzakim. Then he established them that are not so powerful. Weakling. Weaker judges. People that don't... Why do they get the weak ones? Why do they get the people that are not so powerful? They're afraid, they're timid by nature. People living in unfortified cities are timid by nature. They're afraid to refuse the decision of the court. Why? Why the people living in fortified cities not so afraid of the judges? They're confident. We're in a fortified city. We have a wall. We have our own. We're independent. Don't you dare tell us what to do. You tell us what to do, we'll rebel. We won't pay taxes. So that's why in those cities you need to establish judges that are.
I don't read Rashi that.
What?
I still don't read Rashi.
Okay.
That.
Yeah.
So the people in the outer cities that are not, they will rebel more. The reason that they won't rebel is shevotchim be'arim mitzaron, because maybe you're right.
Okay, the different ideas, but okay, simply I think interesting is that he had to establish tougher people in the fortified, because there's a certain gaiva. We're living in this fortified city. We don't need you. The people living out in the open, they're not going to play around with the government. They're not going to play around with the law. So that's why the order. He's just coming to address the order. Why it says here in the pasuk the mitzaros, and then the next. And then he goes on to give them a warning. Recognize that when you judge, you're not judging. This was the Medrash I told you before. You're not judging man. You're judging Hashem. The Metzudos learned very simply that Hashem is present. The Shekhinah is present. Hashem knows what you're thinking. And if you corrupt the law, Hashem knows, and He will punish you. Rashi says, "Ki lo l'adam tishpotu pisra." What does this mean? Al tchashvu b'levavchem. Don't think you hold on to go say malanu imanu matim esadin. What do we care? What's the big deal if we corrupt a little, a little bribe, a little here and there? What's the big deal? Liskoisa ayavav, we will bring merit to those, our friends, our relatives. Lahatos din dalim, and if a poor guy comes to court and a multimillionaire, so big deal, the multimillionaire, what's the money to him? We'll favor the poor. Velisa pnei ashirim, and if a rich man wants something, we'll favor the rich man. Haloi ein ha-mishpah l'Hashem. Don't make a mistake, I think that the mishpah is not Hashem. Lefi choch nemar l'Hashem. Sheloihu in chiyavto es hazakai. If you declare chay of the innocent, ki'ilu notalto v'lekachto mishal barecha. It's like you've stolen from your Creator, from Hashem. V'din shemaim okalto. You have made crooked the din of heaven. Law says mishpat mu'ukul, to establish a crooked law. Lefichach tiru. Be afraid of your actions. When a judge issues a judgment, he has to see the pischa shel gehenim before him. As if Hashem is standing before this, he's learning like the Mesudas learn, not like the Medrash. Hashem is with you, He is present. Of the Sanhedrin Mefurish, Moatem Oisim, Ki, Mefurish, Moatem Oisim, Ki Lo Laodem Tishpotu, Ki La Hashem. It says that you should recognize that what you do is not to Adam, that the judgment that you issue is not, does not just affect man, it is directed against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is accountable. Moatem Oisim, Ki Lo Laodem Tishpotu, Ki La Hashem. You're accountable to Hashem. Shema Yemar Hadai Mali Uletzar Hazeh. So maybe you'll say it, so no one will want to take the job. No one's going to want to go into such a profession and become a judge, because if he becomes a judge, if he makes a little mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hold him accountable and it's going to punish him severely. So what do I need this terrible tzara for? Tamulay Mar, do not worry. As long as you are sincere, as long as you try your best, I will not hold you accountable. Tamulay Mar, v'imochem b'dvar mishpat. Hashem is with you. It's a beautiful interpretation. Hashem will be with you. Hashem will help you. Kaloy Mar, multul aleichem lasos, do the best you can do. V'ein lo ledayin lasos elamar she'ein aroyos. If you make a mistake, you're not responsible. You have malpractice insurance. You only have to do the best. It's really true. That's the halacha. The judge is not responsible. I don't know how it works in secular courts today in America, but there is this malpractice insurance.
No, the judge is not responsible.
He's not responsible. Right, he's not responsible if he makes a mistake and the court ends up, it turns out that he made a mistake.
That's because all the legislators are lawyers also. Put some doctors in there, we'll change things.
Okay, next Rashi. Let's do a few more Rashis before we finish up. Okay, Rashi, ein im Hashem lokeinu av lo masa panim mag mag mishchad vuhi mochem be mishpat lefichach ein roitze shetasu av lo mishpat. Do not do anything that is corrupt. Pasuk ches v'gam yishlam hamid avol pi shehu ba'atzma yishlayim. So here's a Rebbe Chiddush. This is an amazing statement. Yoshafat, kings themselves love to be judges. This is an amazing thing that Rashi is saying. What the pasuk is saying, Shlomo Hamelach David. What did David do the whole day? David was the Rosh Sanhedrin. We don't appreciate this state. Today the government is broken up in the United States. We're brainwashed by the United States, three branches of government. Right? So the president has nothing to do with the judicial system. There's a chief justice. A chief justice is a life term, right? Life sentence. It's
a good behavior. They're there for good behavior.
They're there for life, judge, but it's broken up. The person who has power, the person who has power is not the chief judge. But that's not the way it was traditionally in ancient times. David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, what is a melech? A melech is the chief justice. Think about that. It's a whole that's very foreign to us. Yehoshaphat, you would expect, being that he's an Enochal, you know, he's an Enochal of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, we can certainly assume that he was a very wise man, he was a very big Talmud Chacham, so l'chori, he would want to take the honor for himself and be the chief justice. In fact, that was the key to Shel Shlomo. Everyone was chalishing to get their hands on the key to Shel Shlomo. What was the key to Shel Shlomo? This magnificent throne. It was the throne, it was all about Mishpat. It was coming before the judge. He issued the law. He decided matters of law. But Yehoshaphat recognized that there's someone that can do better. It's amazing. He did not sit as the chief justice. He says, "Afal pi shuliatzma b'Yerushalayim." He established a whole set of courts in Yerushalayim. L'mishpat Hashem v'lariv. Mishpat noifel loymar al dinei mimonos. So here goes through this whole expression. It says, "Mishpat falls al dinei mimonos." Dugba v'hoyle v'yishol l'kachas mishpat v'larov or l'riv. I think it's a mistake. L'riv. There'll be a quarrel and one will kill the other. So Mishpat is Dine Nemoinais and Riv is Dine Nefoshais. Koisasin, he warns them, we'll finish up the parak very quickly. Koisasin, so shall you do. Mishum Zrizos, Zahiros, Vilchoizek, Hosef Nun. When it says so sasun, this is a grammatical Rashi. When it says sasun, the one calls sasu, so shall you do. Why is there a nun at the end of sa'asu, sa'asun? So the answer, whenever you have want to emphasize something very much, you add an extra, a nun suffice. When you want to emphasize not just a little bit but a lot, you add an extra and an X. Bein dam udan, bein dim rechitza sheg lemeizet. So you might mention that's what Mitzvah says. V'zartem osam achichem, warn your brethren, ho yaketz v'alechem v'al achichem. If you don't warn them, there's going to be anger. Hashem will be angry. He's going to punish. V'zartem es achichem, and therefore you should lefichach kol sasun la'zartem es achichem. Therefore, warn your brethren to be honest and to judge their brethren favorably, properly, so they will not be angry. V'lo seshmu oisam mikol makom sheim tekablu es asher v'lo yelucham ketzef v'yaf lo ye b'shum davar asham aleichem chol vasisem chay vaschem hamut aleichem lasos. If you do what you're supposed to do, Hashem will not be angry at you. Pasuk Yud Aleph v'yeshem yematoyv im oisah atoyv hayosher, Hashem will be with you if you do what is toiv and yosher. Okay, so that concludes the sugya of Yehoshaphat, establishing the network of Shoftim.